Booker T. Washington wasn't the only one who was competing for the minds of blacks about how to move forward, how to oppose Jim Crow. Could you talk about the other major strain of thought?
Sure. There was a major strain of thought by a younger, at the time seemingly more militant guy named E.B. Du Bois. And what he was doing was advocating essentially overturning the system of segregation. He was saying, it's just not fair if we have to start out with this strike against us of having inferior institutions only designed for blacks with less resources and that can operate in the shadow world. And so what he did was founded an organization called the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and their mission, through brilliant lawyers like Thurgood Marshall, was to overturn the system of segregation that Satchel had grown up in. That was clearly something that Booker T. Washington sympathized with, but he felt it was unrealistic. It turned out both were right. Du Bois was right in the sense that the ultimate solution depended on overturning segregation. Washington was right that it would take a long time and a lot of people would be stuck in the system, like Satchel was, for another half century. And so having these two competing thoughts was actually a great thing, I think, for the community back then, because it focused on short and long-term solutions.